Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to our good buddy Charles W. Cadlick. Chuck is our good friend, an original founding member of our Brain Trust, the author of Dow 100,000 Factor Fiction, the founder of Community of Liberty. That's communityofliberty.org, I think. I'll get him to correct me there in a minute. And other things that he's working on, a very, very prolific contributor to Forbes.com. But more importantly, he's our good friend, Chuck Cadlick. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. It's great to be back with you.
Good to have you back. Communityofliberty.org?
That's it. Communityofliberty.org. It's a chapter-based organization we've just started here in Orange County, California.
Right.
And it's committed to the art and the pursuit of the art of living in liberty. That's the best I can explain it. And if any of your listeners are in Southern California, I'd invite them to check out the website and see if they want to join us.
And one of the interesting things that's part of liberty is freedom, right? Freedom to be able to not worry about exterior enemies and which requires a government to protect you, so you can to protect those liberties from you, which means that which has to be paid, right? A government has to be paid. You have to have funds to do that. So, point in time, Chuck, you've been writing about this for a long time, but at what point in time does a government cross the line from collecting taxes from you to protect your liberties to where the taxes themselves actually harm your liberties? What do you think?
Well, I think that line has been crossed long ago. If you use the Constitution of the United States as the benchmark, at least for the United States, I don't think the founders ever contemplated an administrative state where state local governments, including regulations, now control over half of our income, more than half our income. Federal government's about 25%. State and local governments, 10 to 12%, and the administrative state, regulatory state, now control 13%.
It's growing faster than anything because it's unregulated, basically.
That's right. So
the regular part of it, I didn't mean the regulations are unregulated. I didn't mean to say that really, but the point is, there's no the regulations are being promulgated by unelected officials. That's what I was trying to say.
No, that's exactly right. The creation of the administrative state, where you have regulators that combine, in some cases, they combine both the legislative function and the executive function, it really collapses the separation of powers, and we can see the result of that. And even to some extent, they collapse in the judicial function, although regulations still is challenged, most regulations in court. However, for many people, that's not an option, and because it costs, the government has unlimited resources and will drag cases out and really de facto enforce a regulation, even if you want to take them to court. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're sort of the end of a 100-year story where the progressive movement has taken enormous power away from us and really limited our liberty in many ways not contemplated by the Constitution. But
that hasn't this waxed and waned over the years? I mean, we were way overtaxed in the 70s, for example, early 80s. Reagan came in and got tax reform, cut taxes, and then simplified the tax code, and then taxes were raised again, and then they were lowered again, and so I mean, it hasn't been a steady increase. There've been ups and downs, haven't they?
Well, I think the turning point was actually the Reagan election. Ever since then, if you you think about the politics, people talk about the electorate swinging from Republicans to Democrats. The way I look at it is they keep trying to say the same thing, which is to reduce taxes and expand liberty. So Reagan beats Jimmy Carter, an incumbent, very popular, gets reelected. His vice president, George H.W. Bush, promises no new taxes, gets elected, which is unusual for a vice president, mm-hmm. to reign as president. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, breaks his pledge. Boom, he gets fired. Mm-hmm. Put in Bill Clinton. He raises taxes. He loses control of the House and the Senate.
Right.
To be impossible. Then he switches to reducing the capital gains tax cut and the like.
Mm-hmm. Gets reelected.
And then and gets reelected, yeah. And now we have, again, the Republicans with runaway mm-hmm. spending, the first part of George Bush's. They get fired. The Democrats take control of
Chuck,
the House.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to talk some more about this tax fairness. Has it crossed the line? How far has it gone? How do we fix it? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.